Stark Disadic taking on Cheryl Cook. S-H-E-R-Y-L. Cheryl. S-H-E-R-Y-L. Cook. C-O-O-K.
See the gold, that thing? Jeweler?
Date of consultation. Why you know her?
Isn't she like the jeweler, jewelry?
She's a patient.
No, I know she's your patient. I don't know her, but I think I see the name in this book.
The date of consultation is 2/16/26. Date of birth 1/17/1958. Please make a copy for Jennifer Rake. J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Rake is R-A-K-E. P-A-C. Next paragraph. Dear Jennifer, thank you for sending Cheryl Cook for pulmonary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 68-year-old black female who has been experiencing recurrent episodes of bronchitis and sinusitis, has been on antibiotic therapy monthly for the past 2 to 3 years period. The patient also experiences coughing spells and wheezing, and brings up a little clear mucus. She has had multiple allergies as well, and nasal congestion, as well as fibromyalgia. She does use azelastin fluticasone nasal spray twice a day, and then on oral steroids periodically. The patient has not lost any weight, denies fever, so chills and night sweats, denies hemoptysis, has had no significant reflux symptoms. Next, paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hyperlipidemia and history of bilateral breast cancers with bilateral mastectomies done bilateral mastectomies. She also had multiple shoulder surgeries since 1995 through 2012, and reverse shoulder surgery replacement. And she has had osteoarthritis and allergic rhinitis, and history of migraines. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin, gabapentin, and latex. Next paragraph, habits the patient does not smoke. Alcohol use rare. Next, family history. Mother died of dementia, father died of sepsis and a stroke. Next, med list included the last 10 fluticas on nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily. And latanoprost eye drops, Crestor 20 milligrams daily, Timolol eye drops. Next paragraph. Review of systems, patient has fatigue, denies weight loss, chest, head, cataracts. She has vertigo and nasal congestion and post-nasal drip with sinus drainage. And shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, or black stools, no constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. No anxiety or depression. She has hay fever and allergies. Multiple allergies including cats, dogs, and latex. Next, the patient has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female with alert, no acute distress, there's no pallor sign, there was a sick twist. No lymphadenopathy or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 122/70. Pulse is 98, respiration 16. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 148, saturation 97. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered visas bilaterally, prolonged expiration. How are the atoms of regular sonon S2, no murmur, no S3? The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sound factor. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness, reflex, the month plus. No gross motor deficits, cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions, no red. Next, paragraph, impression number one. Recurrent bronchitis with reactive airway disease. Number two, history of breast cancer, status post bilateral mastectomies. Number three, fibromyalgia. Number four is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan the patient. Number five is sinusitis. Next, plan the patient has been advised to get a CBC IG level and total eosinophil count and a sputum culture. A CT chest was ordered without contrast and a complete PFT with bronchodilator study. She'll use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, and was advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jennifer Rake, PA-C.